This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Washington, Stephen Breyer, Supreme Court Justice, is retiring. So, wow. A legacy, a movement toward who's going to be next, and a big term coming to an end. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are well wherever you hail from. Throughout this hour, we will check in the mailbag, and we will weave in a couple of different directions as to what looks to be the buzz in my backyard and yours. Certainly this is one of the big stories, besides the feds signaling the first rate hike in 3 years, they say, to combat high inflation. So the Federal Reserve is going to lift its key short-term rate in March for the first time, like I said, in a handful of years, to pull back on inflation. They say that's at a 40-year high. But let's start with certainly the reverberation, the earthquake that came out of Washington, D.C. Some sort of expected it after 27 years. He had hinted at it in an interview with George Stephanopoulos back in September of last year on ABC, but now it just becomes official, and it's about replacement. Who's going to be the replacement for Justice Stephen Breyer as he is going to step down from his Supreme Court perch? He is the court's oldest justice. He was nominated to the court back in 94 by President Clinton. And he's been under pressure, unprecedented pressure, I would say, to retire, because Democrats have narrow control of the Senate, which must confirm Supreme Court nominees. The current term concludes at the end of June, and then you do the math and think of the midterm elections. And so he has definitely succumbed to that pressure, even though, again, there were hints that he was thinking of retiring. There wasn't any comments yet at this point. He's expected to meet with Joe Biden at the White House on Thursday, and then I think it becomes more official, if you know what I mean. But this is definitely happening. And now it's about that movement forward and the fact that Joe Biden is picking the next Supreme Court justice. And if you look at the nominees that are being considered, one of the things that Biden said is he pledged to nominate an African-American woman as his first if he had that opportunity. So there are, and there have only been five women, period, on the court. So now that is about who are the potential replacements for Breyer. One of them is Judge Jackson, a former Breyer Supreme Court clerk, who's expected to be the insider and may be the one that Biden picks, but there are others, too, that are on a short list. However, I'm sure a lot of names will probably come up in, you know, the next couple of days and weeks and probably beyond that. But, you know, you've got that 50-50 deadlock in the Senate, as I mentioned, so this is very, very big in a new election year, for sure, especially looking at the midterm election. So pretty big news, especially with what's coming down the pike for the court, too, as well. So we have an eye on that. We'll be talking about that in the next weeks to follow, for sure. But again, a very, very big piece of news. When it comes to our three branches of government, the judicial, of course, is one of those, and major decisions are made, and numbers sway, that's for sure. Speaking of numbers, like I said, the Federal Reserve is saying, okay, we're going to do something here. as far as this surge in inflation. So the Fed held their key interest rate to near zero, but said it's going to be appropriate to raise it, most likely happening in March. So this increase will mean a change in a lot of things, including look at your mortgage. So the speculation has been going on and on and on and on. And, of course, that's negative news and positive news in one sense. The Fed statement wiped out the market's gains on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 130 points down. So they were beating it back. But then you ask yourself, what does that mean? Well, with inflation above 2% and a strong labor market, they say, this is the time to boost it. And the central bank increases rates to curb borrowing, of course, to also push back an overheated economy, stave off inflation spikes, and it lowers them to again spur borrowing, as we know. So it's kind of impossible to predict where this meter will go, and again, how it will, you know, hit different people when you look at what the interest rate is now, and then you look at a little bit of a jump in that. We've got this crazy inflation rate, a 40-year high of 7% in 2021, and maybe there's that urgency to tame it. You know, in the third quarter, wages and salaries climbed at the fastest pace, if you were paying attention. We talked about this a lot, in two decades, so that raised concerns of a wage-price spiral that would be really tough to contain. And we look at what the big question is, and it means how aggressive will the Fed's boost, you know, rates? You know, the forecast in December, they forecasted 3 rate hikes this year and 3 more in 2023, leaving the rate at 1.6% by the end of 2023. But federal fund future markets expect 4 bumps in the year. So that's pretty big. And possibly even at each of them, you know, if you look at all the meetings coming up, and it's a tricky balancing act, and this affects all of us. And it depends on your economic situation and where you are in the borrowing cycle, too. And especially, like I said, if you look at something like mortgages and where you are at as far as mortgages are concerned. And for some people, to make it much, much more difficult. It will make it much more difficult to borrow. And, of course, then rates will run a lot higher. And It's something that some people feared was going to happen because there was the push to not do that during the pandemic. And now we're coming out, hopefully, on the other side of that. And while that's going on in the East Coast, on top of everything else, there is Mother Nature that's barreling down on the East with a nor'easter. There should be an incredibly rapid movement as far as this weather, I'll call it a squall, potential for the weekend, really late Friday through Saturday. How much snow, heavy, heavy snow is expected, especially in parts of New England, but all the way up in the East Coast, including that I-95 area from New York City to Washington, D.C. It may be time to stock up if you're listening to me there in the next day and a half and get ready to stay indoors definitely for probably a day and a half or so. Coming up next, a rare NFT opportunity.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
A thoroughly wonderful show from the world-famous Dancing Poodles. Next, ladies and gentlemen, we have three fine young men from Seattle. They're coming. Hold on, they're coming. They're thoroughly all right and decent fellows with their hit single, In Bloom. Here they are, Nirvana.
I can't tell you what a huge fan I am of Nirvana to this day. Kurt Cobain, wow, God rest his soul. It would be his 55th birthday on February 20th. In a virtual green room is Faith West. She's the founder of Pop Legends. She's a professional photographer and a freelance music journalist. So it's really interesting because she was in a crowd back in Philadelphia in 1991, and I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and this was a place called T.C. Dobbs there, and she was there in the crowd, and she got the energy of it. She really captured that. So it was just a few weeks after the show, of course, that the band exploded to crazy international stardom. And now, after all these decades, Nirvana images are set to be sold as NFTs, non-fungible tokens. We've been talking about them a lot on this show. So very pleased to welcome to the show Faith West. Hey, Faith, how are you?
Hi, fine. Thanks for having me on your show.
So you got to tell me, what was it like being in that crowd in Philly?
It was amazing. There had been a buzz about the band in the alternative music scene. And to just be in the room, only 150 of us just, like, grooving on that music, and I couldn't believe the energy in the room. It was just electric.
So you probably knew. You're like, oh, yeah, this is, they're not going to be any hidden secret. This band is going to explode.
I did kind of know. It seemed like the perfect combination, and you still know this today, the perfect combination of heavy metal, punk, and pop. It was,
yeah.
And their energy and their musicianship was just, there were a lot of good grunge bands back then, don't get me wrong, but you could tell they were ahead of the pack. And in fact, the very next year, they came back to Philadelphia and played in front of 20,000 people to a sold out show at the old Spectrum.
Yeah, I remember the old Spectrum well. That was a great concert venue and much, much bigger than Dobbs. So lucky you that you were at Dobbs, though. Wow. So you get these photographs. Now, here we fast forward and tell us about how this came about, these NFTs.
Well, I just thought this would be so great to share this wonderful moment with all the fans. Nobody had ever seen these images. I still have them on negative. And so I had them scanned and learned a lot about the cryptocurrency world and NFTs, and minted them, made some art out of them, some new gifts, changed the colors a bit in some of them so you can have the original black and white kind if you'd like that kind of NFT, that's the exact original that came out of my camera, or there's gifts that make it look more contemporary.
Yeah. So let's talk about how somebody can get them, because there certainly is limits here, and there's two different things you're doing with it. Tell us about that.
Yes. So there's an auction and a sale, and the auction starts at 1 ETH, which is worth about $2,500, and goes all the way up to worth about $200,000. And that's for people who just want that one individual unique NFT that will never be replicated. I'm never selling these images again. And then we've got a fan sale for 100 lucky fans for each NFT. They'll be able to grab a piece of that Nirvana history for anything from $99 up to $499. But they do have to act fast on February 20th.
Wow, so this is like going to a concert when you had to jump on it because the tickets are gone.
Right.
They're gone. So.
I remember those days. Get your sleeping bag and go down, camp out, to wait for the tickets.
Exactly. So on the 20th, when people want to do this, where do they go?
So at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, they'll go to poplegends.com and click through on the links there to the platform that we're using right now is Rarible. And as long as they have a cryptocurrency wallet, they can buy with Ether. But if you just want to buy with a credit card, that's an option, too, for the sale, not for the auction.
All right. And there's something else interesting that you're doing this doing with this. What happens with half of the proceeds from both of the sales?
Yes. Yeah, so half of the proceeds go to a major nonprofit that supports LGBTQ teens who are at risk for suicide. And then on top of that, I'm also giving a donation to Grid Alternatives, who provide solar power to working poor families who own their own homes.
Nice. Well, how exciting is this? Did you ever think you take these pictures? Did you ever think you take these pictures and then years later they become NFTs?
Kate?
Yep, I'm here. I think we lost you. Oh, no. Can you hear us, Faith? We lost her for a second there. But as she was saying, what you do is go to Pop Legends, and again, that's going to happen on February 20th at 2:20 Eastern, because I know that there's a lot of people listening that are definitely, like me, probably fans of Nirvana, and that's a rare opportunity to be able to do that. So, Faith, as I was saying, did you ever think that these images that you took all this time ago, first of all, you would come up with this idea, and they would become this crazy thing, non-fungible tokens?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, this is a new product in the marketplace. It's so completely exciting. It merges the fun of trading cards with the sort of more seriousness of art collecting. And, you know, one of the most profitable investments in the past 20 years has been art collecting. And so now we're bringing that to the more average person who can buy a trading card of their favorite history or art, and then also have that as an investment for the future. And there's a ledger in the blockchain, so it's online, that shows the ownership of that token all the way back to the artist. It's super exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine. It sounds super, super exciting. So do you have a favorite image? Because there's like 17 still images, right? So do you have a favorite of the photos you took?
You know, that's like asking me to pick my favorite child. You know, Curtis has such a wonderful, like, you can see the emotion on his face in every image, and it's always changing. But I love that space, that little club, J.C. Dobbs, and it's actually been revived in Philadelphia. They just reopened it. And so I guess my favorite image would be the one where you can actually see the club and see what's going on and the fans there and everything.
Yeah, and I do want to mention this. I mean, you certainly are a photographer of note and a freelance music journalist, too. I know your stuff. Look, I grew up outside of Philly. It's been published in the Philly Inquirer, the Washington Post, and many other places. So you've been in this game. You obviously are a huge fan of music, too.
Oh, absolutely. Love all sorts of music, everything from, you know, classical to techno.
Yeah, there you go. You sound like me. Yeah, we're cut from that same cloth. I love it. Well, I can't wait to see what happens with this. And good luck. I'm sure it's just everyone's going to jump on it as soon as 2:20 arrives East Coast time on the 20th to mark Kurt Cobain's what would have been his 55th birthday. Faith West, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Yep, been a pleasure. All right, so interesting because, you know, when I think of Nirvana, I was speaking in Cleveland a couple of years ago. It was before the pandemic, and I got a chance to run out and go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I was so lucky because I think there was two people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame besides me, and it was like, I was like a kid in the candy store, and there is a lot of Nirvana stuff there, and I just remember just staring at everything that was there and looking at Kurt Cobain's memorabilia that they had and thinking of just some of the amazing times I had listening to Nirvana. How cool is that?
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of healthcare workers in about half of U.S. states. The mandate will start in states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that had filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. In related news, OSHA officially ended its emergency temporary standard on Wednesday. It had required COVID-19 vaccinations or weekly tests in workplaces with 100 or more employees. The news comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this month that OSHA did not have the authority to require such mandates for businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News. Single illegal immigrant men are being distributed throughout the U.S.
Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in our government in unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocols, and we are still in a global pandemic, and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
Department of Homeland Security claims 47,000 illegal immigrants ordered to appear did not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell backed up his group's idea that an interest rate hike in March is likely. The belief is that a slightly higher rate might help slow inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, a little bit of odds and ends for you here on the show. We started with the big one, Breyer retiring, Biden getting his first Supreme Court pick, but that's all developing. There's lots of speculation, and it all has to become official, but it's going to happen, and this will happen. June is when it will be the last session that he'll be involved in, and then that's right before the midterm elections, and then that Supreme Court justice, of course, that would be an interesting time because then they have to go through that approval process. In the meantime, we're dealing with this, where are we with Omicron? And I just was looking at something about the Omicron deaths in the U.S. exceeding Delta's peak at this point, but optimism certainly on the rise in Europe, so that should give us hope if you are lacking hope. The Netherlands has eased restrictions almost completely, and you know, it's what they're seeing is more signs that are starting to come in that the wave is taking a less serious human toll, and that's why in Europe than some of those earlier phases we all went through in the world with the pandemic. U.S. data shows daily average deaths from the disease exceeding the peak reached during the surge during the previously Delta variant, right? So the seven-day average for newly reported COVID-19 deaths reached 258 a day, I want to be specific, on Tuesday. That shot up 1,000 from daily death counts 2 months ago. Now, all these numbers aren't just what I'm plucking out of the air. They're from Johns Hopkins University, and that is the highest since February of 2021. However, again, we've said this over and over and over, there is absolutely evidence that Omicron, we see it. I know a lot of people that have gotten this, is less likely to kill the people it infects. It just spreads more quickly and infects more people
than earlier variants. That's what epidemiologists say across the board, really. So the case counts in the U.S. have really been smaller than previous records. But milder doesn't mean nothing. It just means, you know, you're not going to the hospital. It's you can get through it. You're tired. A lot of times people are saying they feel exhausted. Sometimes they can't taste. And there's a few little different tweaks depending on, you know, who the person is. The thing that is nasty about this is these people that work in the hospitals are exhausted. I mean, they're beyond their capacities. That's really incredibly tough. It's the crippling of the frontline healthcare workers and the doctors and the nurses and everybody in between. And then, of course, if it hits an area particularly hard, it's the same thing where you run out of beds. And that, my friends, is what's scary, because nobody wants to be in a position where somebody you love has a heart attack or something else, and you can't. There's no room at the inn because all the beds in the ICU are taken up. That is, to me, that's the frightening part of all of this. Absolutely. I mentioned earlier, and this is part of odds and ends too, that we're going to see. We're going to see a Fed hike soon. And when we see that with rates, with interest rates, then what does that trickle down to? I mentioned mortgages, et cetera. The other thing that is already being hit because of the supply chain is groceries. Right? So I've noticed this. I'm starting to see different things that have hit the supply chain. I said that I couldn't get shoes the other day. And they said, luckily there was one. There was like one pair in the corner, buried back. A really cool dude helped me because he knew. I was like, oh, gosh, I'm a walker and I need, you know, and I'll run. And he found me these great shoes that worked, but they were the last in the store, and they were on sale, or they would have been like $200 or something, these running shoes. But what I normally had gotten out, and he reminded me, yeah, this is the supply chain, because remember, almost all shoes are made overseas. So just like food, right? Not being made overseas, but supply chain issues, so increases are starting to hit, and it's that supply and demand and what happens in between. So even Heinz ketchup, do you use a lot of ketchup? They had to send out a letter that told customers, hey, we're going to raise prices in March on a lot of our products, not just ketchup, but Oscar Mayer cold cuts, hot dogs, bacon, Velveeta cheese, the good old Maxwell standby is pretty cheap, house coffee, Kool-Aid. What's going on with Kool-Aid? And the increases range from 6.6% to, on a 12-ounce Velveeta fresh pack, to 30%. Do you love how specific this is? I got this from a business station. To 30% on a 3-pack of Oscar Mayer turkey bacon. And, of course, that's the bacon we get, right? So all of that is shooting up. You just got to be cognizant of it, that that's what's going to happen as we see what's happening with the economy. And the wholesaler is the person that's going to pass it on for sure. And it's not just, you know, it's not just Heinz, it's Procter and Gamble. It's, you know, name the company. How about your laundry? The laundry detergents, 8 to 9 to 10%, depending on, you know, what the company is. But it's this bottleneck and the problems that they have been having. So this is absolutely something that affects all of us, because you're shopping. If you're getting some grub, then especially of that variety, if you see with vegetables and whatnot, this is what you're going to see more and more, and, you know, more of it. Let's put it that way. All right, this is crazy. I mean, this is like crazy. If I told you, you know what, there's a SpaceX rocket that is just going to crash into the moon after kind of a chaotic orbit. You'd say, what? Yeah, it's going to crash into the moon. So let me explain this a little bit.
It's going to crash into the moon after orbiting for 7 years. That's what experts are saying, right? So what happened was in tracking this, in tracking the rocket orbiting near the moon, if you look, there was an engineer who looked at computer software, and it gave him a reading that he didn't expect he would see, and he kept track of the kind of crazy orbit of the Falcon 9 booster that was launched back in 2015. It was part of that mission to send a space, you forget about this, right, to send a space weather satellite on, I remember it though, on a million-mile journey. So the rocket's derelict second stage has been, it's like space trash, has been hurtling through space for years. So this independent researcher, Bill Gray, figured out why he couldn't get any readings on the booster to show up on some software. And the reason why is because he found out it's on a collision course with the moon, because it couldn't project the orbit past March 4th. So this space junk, you know, asteroids and objects near Earth, this guy's been doing this for like 25 years. He couldn't do it because on this particular thing, because the rocket, boom, is hitting the moon. So other space observers are confirming, yeah, that's true. The rocket is about 4 metric tons, and it will crash into the far, doesn't this sound like, you know this song, right? Far Side of the Moon. Far Side of the Moon. Think Pink Floyd. In March, in what this Bill Gray says might be the first unintentional case of space junk hitting the moon. And it will create a new crater, but it won't significantly damage the moon. Because, I love this comment that he made, the moon is built to take this sort of abuse. And, you know, it'll touch down at a velocity of, ready for this, 5,770 miles an hour. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we're talking space junk hitting the far side of the moon. Thank you, Elon Musk. And it was a very big story when this rocket was launched and then what happened, but thinking that, oh yeah, well of course, it's out there floating around. What goes up must come down, theoretically, and it's just not coming down on the Earth, thank goodness, but it will hit the moon. So I think those calculations are just absolutely fascinating. In the battle, not for the moon, but in the battle for Spotify to stay on or off, Spotify says they're not succumbing to Neil Young's threat, so they're going to get rid of his music on Spotify, because he said in a post on his website that he had no longer really wanted his music on that platform because of the relationship they had with Joe Rogan, who is their diamond on Spotify. They paid him $100 million, and he said he thought it was irresponsible what he was peddling for information on the vaccines, especially it was really so much focused on that. And what Spotify said is, we want all the world's music and audio content to be available to Spotify users, and it comes with great responsibility in balancing safety for listeners and freedom for creators. That was their statement. It was in, like, the Washington Post today. I saw it. And they went on to say, we've detailed content policies in place, and we've removed over 20,000 podcast episodes related to COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. And we regret Neil's decision to remove his music from Spotify, but hope to welcome him back soon. Wow. Stay tuned for more on that. Mailbag next. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's
stick in the mail, man.
All right, so once again, overwhelming the amount of mail that we receive. I know you're probably tired of me saying that, but I just got to go with my gut. It's so true. It's crazy. All the big markets I worked in, I never got this much email. So thank you for that. 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Anything that's on your mind, let it flow and let it go, so to speak. All right. This one comes to us from Allison. Oh. Allison says, hi, Kate. I listen to the show. I newly found it from a friend who lives in New Hampshire, and I am thinking about what just happened earlier in the day on the Supreme level and looking at whether or not you think that Breyer was sort of bullied, maybe softly, to get out of the way before the Republicans had the odds even more stacked in their favor. Do you think that's what happened, especially because of what happened with Ruth Bader Ginsburg after she died? Yes, I do think that there was pressure for him to hang up his robe. No question. And because he was sort of hinting at it. So a hint became maybe a soft shove. I don't know. But it's his retirement announcement just, you know, kind of came out of the blue for some who didn't realize there were sort of hints out there
that, you know, that's it. I mean, look, you had different Congress people. Mondaire Jones said it last spring that there's no question that Justice Breyer, he said this, he said, there's no question that Justice Breyer, for whom I have great respect, should retire at the end of this term, and said, you know, my goodness, have we not learned our lesson? So, meaning, who gets to call the shots when it comes to the Supreme Court? Is it a Democratic or a Republican president? I mean, no, we have been through this, so we get it. We understand it. And I think, especially after the death of, like I said, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who resisted the push to, you know, to retire during Barack Obama's tenure. And then, of course, she dies, and then President Donald Trump gets to choose the replacement. So Ginsburg's death made Breyer the oldest at 83, and I think, you know, when Biden was elected, there absolutely were calls for, okay, you know, what's next? I mean, look, Breyer even got pressure from legal scholars. There was a letter that was signed by 18 academics last year calling on him to step down. The dean of the University of California at Berkeley School of Law did his own op-ed pleading for Breyer to announce his retirement. So, yeah, absolutely, that's part of what happened. No question about it. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Alan, and he says, Kate, I'm watching what's going on with this nor'easter, and I just want to reiterate to my friends that all, like me, live on that I-95 corridor. Be very careful with where you choose to go over the weekend, because I think it's going to be extremely treacherous, especially New York to Washington, D.C., because I'm looking at weather maps. I'm kind of a weather junkie, and I think we're going to have not only snow, but crazy wind, and it means visibility will be awful. And there's always some people that feel like they have to get on the road. I know that maybe you don't have a choice depending on what you do for a living, but for goodness sake, be careful. We don't want to see some of the things that have happened in the past happen again. It was terrible when all those people got stuck for over 24 hours in cars outside of D.C. in Virginia, and you didn't throw the snow into it at that point. Here we've got snow to add to the mix. Yeah, I would, thanks for that. I would echo your sentiments. I grew up off of that I-95 area, and I can tell you one time I was in Philadelphia, and I was living in Texas, but I was back visiting, I was back home visiting, and I had to drive from Philadelphia to the to Ocean City, New Jersey. And there was this terrible rainstorm, right? And I was thinking, well, it's rain. I have windshield wipers. I'll drive slow. It's kind of windy. It was, man, I'm telling you, maybe one of the worst experiences I ever had. I probably should have never been on the road because I saw cars that were, got flooded. It was almost like I was sailing down I-95 somehow. I made it, but it was treacherous. And that was pure, massive rain compared to, you're right, you add snow, and then you add these wind gusts and everything else, and it's blizzard conditions. So, of course, with a blizzard, what are you doing, right? And you're talking Virginia to Maine, Philly, New York, Boston, a foot or more, 50 miles an hour, all of that. And if you get a blizzard, you can't see, right? You get snow, and you have that wind. And that it can go for hours and hours, and the visibility could be less than a quarter of a mile. So pretty significant when that happens. And absolutely, stay off the roads if you can stay off the roads, because that's not where you want to be. I don't know anyone who enjoys driving in any of this nonsense, right? You don't. I mean, unless, I don't know what kind of a truck you have, but maybe the truck people, but even with an SUV, I mean, still, it can be worse, too, depending on the tread, your car, all that all of that stuff in between becomes, you know, part of this. All right, here's one. I love that when you come to the lighter side. This one is from Mel, who says, Kate, you mentioned the other day about the Jeopardy champion. I think it's really pretty impressive that she's won more than $1 million, and it is an impressive run. You got to be pretty much a smarty to be able to capitalize on Jeopardy the way this woman is doing. You know what? You're right. Because, you know, are there easy questions on Jeopardy? Have you ever watched Jeopardy? So this woman you're talking about is Amy Schneider, her name is 1.3 million. She's an engineer from Oakland, California. And she closed out the second longest consecutive win streak on Wednesday, ending a 40-game run. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. It's amazing. It is. And she earned it. She knocked down those questions. And Final Jeopardy is the one that can be the killer for everybody. When they think they know the answer and they don't, or they wager too much, you know, that whole thing at the tail end of it. I gotta say though, no matter who's hosting Jeopardy, there is you just miss Alex Trebek, right? He had sort of the balance of, I don't know, he was a clever kind of sort of humorist, a little bit of a humorist, but he came off as, yeah, I know all these answers. If they didn't give them to me, I would know all these answers. And so I think there was something about that he admired people, you could tell, that were nailing the question. So he would have loved her, because that's an amazing run to have. All right, one last one. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, it's a damn shame what happens to police officers. Did you hear the story about the cop that was dragged for 5 blocks when the driver of the car was trying to get away? I am so surprised that he was not killed. Yeah, you're talking about, of course, I saw the video of the car. He was dragged for 5 blocks, and he was trying to get away. And what happened was he was stopped during a traffic stop on Tuesday, and they saw a gun. Police saw a gun, and when the officer questioned him, he started to reach for the gun. That's when the police reached for that arm, and then the driver hit the gas pedal, drove 5 blocks. He was hanging out of the car. Wow. Hanging on for his life, really. And in the end, thank goodness, he is okay. He's recovering. The driver was arrested, of course. Unbelievable, really. It's unbelievable what people do. Okay, that's a wrap for this hour. Thanks so much for listening to this version of it. Nate the Great, our technical maestro, excellent job as always. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.